You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I am Matt Fidler. First of all, thank you for supporting KZFR in this last pledge drive. If you somehow missed becoming a member, you can still do so online at KZFR.org. Hit the donate button, and you can still pick a cool thank you gift. I just got a cool KZFR collar for my dog Biscuit, and he looks so handsome now. As fires rage in Santa Rosa and Southern California, PG&E has been shutting down power for many of us in the fire-prone wildland-urban interface. PG&E says they are doing this to avoid risks associated with high wind events that can and do spread wildfires extremely fast. Unfortunately, these power shutoffs did not prevent the Kincades Fire in Wine Country that has now burned over 75,000 acres in Sonoma County. I personally believe this is doing more harm than good by shutting the power off. It can affect communications that might help people escape during a fire. We all depend on electricity for most aspects of our daily lives, and many folks depend on electricity to power medical devices to keep themselves alive as well. The Enterprise Record has a tool on its website to check to see if your area is going to be affected by these power shutoffs. All you do is enter your home address and they will tell you if your area will be affected. The Chico ER's website is chicoer.com. If this information is not accurate, like it says your power won't be affected, but then it actually was, please let me know by emailing me, matt@kzfr.org. Of course, this might be the new normal for this time of year. Strong winds, fires, and now power shutoffs. So let's show some extra compassion for those who were affected by the Camp Fire and other fires in the last few years. The anniversary to these traumatic events like the Camp Fire often bring back horrible feelings that you thought were over. If you are still experiencing a lack of power, PG&E does have resource centers with charging stations for your devices, free food and coffee, and they're giving out AAA battery-powered laser light flashlights. These centers are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And while, yes, most of us are not very happy with PG&E right now, please treat the people at these resource centers with respect. These aren't the folks making the decisions that are affecting us. They're just regular community members doing a difficult job the best they can under these circumstances. There are resource centers at the Chico Costco at 2100 Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, in Oroville at Bird Street School, which is at 1421 Bird Street in Oroville. There's also one in Magalia at 14144 Lake Ridge Court, and one in Orland at 839 Newville Road if you live in the Colusa-Glenn County vicinity. Good luck out there. Be especially safe with fire and generators during this windy, dry time of the year. For KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.